of here. And then I don't know if we can set off like a distraction so they're watching that while we head to the fourth elevator, or we're just sneaky and we just try that. Our hostages, I think, are kind of safe in that like side room for now, but that's probably not permanent.
Yeah.
What I can do is I can be a distraction, mostly because my outfit's really bright and aggressive, and my powers are generally pretty flashy. And you all can sneak up behind, so that way they don't have time to activate the device because they're worried about me.
Okay, good plan.
So are we going directly for the device, or are we going for the power source underneath it and then going for the device?
We should probably go for the power source.
Yes. Okay.
In that case, I'm going to go in the opposite direction to distract them so that these two have time to disarm the device.
Okay, since this is a test and we need to think about it as real, they're probably going to maybe assume that's a distraction, so maybe go like you're doing something. You got this.
Yeah, I'm gonna go up and look like I'm gonna go bust them off a building. But I would never do that for real. I would just kind of threaten it and hold them in place.
And hope your powers don't slip.
Don't tell Phoenix I'm trying out that move. Anyway. Yeah, let's stop for a second and turn around and go put like a fist out towards like a circle and I go, team?
I put my fist in real fast.
Madigan's just like, oh.
Scarlet.
This is going to become a permanent thing. And
well, I mean, we have time to workshop Scarlet. It. It doesn't have to be the fist inside. It can be like, we can all put our feet on a barrel. If there's a barrel nearby, we can like do like rock, paper, scissors towards each other. There's time. We can workshop it.
I put my fist in.
All right, go team. And I head up the stairs to go cause a ruckus.
Once again, Caitlin is playing a character that is sitting there thinking, yeah, and I'm stuck with these idiots, aren't I?
Yeah.
Okay. So above board, Kid Phoenix is going directly to the villains. And we're going to disarm the thing. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I can get there really fast to help you once we're done.
I keep the tools that I use to disarm the little bomb under the chair, just because they will be coming. I'm sure they'll be handy.
Yeah.
Try and time things. Maybe have, like, Kid Phoenix, like, get up to the floor and, like, wait 10 minutes while you try and figure out how to disarm the power source so they don't try and activate it and kill everyone.
Yeah. I think, if anything... Yeah. As I'm walking up, I'm almost like workshopping my hero voice, because when I'm talking to other teammates and things, I keep the same kind of like steady monotone. But when I'm getting ready to be like anywhere public involving villains, like I brighten up. And so it almost sounds a little bit like this. And hey, villains, you stop right there. And I'm like practicing in the hallway, because it's something that I used to do when I was younger, but like, since I have grown, it is a lot harder to raise that pitch of my voice. So it's something that I still do out of habit. So I'm practicing it as I go up.
Yeah. Also the moment of, do I want this to forever be my vibe?
Oh yeah, no, it's all hitting.
I think your dad would have told you.
It's all hitting now.
Yeah. You were hitting a point in your life where you get to start deciding what kind of hero you're going to be. And you know your dad will support you no matter what. Just please, this... pretty much short of the villain route, he will support you.
Yeah, so I think given that, Kid Phoenix goes from stop right there, villains, like high, like more higher pitched voice, to like, maybe I just don't talk at all. Maybe I just show up and I'm really threatening and I just like immediately go for like a cool telekinesis move. And I'm just monologuing as I'm going up the stairs.
Or just taking a normal elevator. Because you can always yeet yourself up if they try and drop the elevator car.
Exactly.
Just like swaying to the elevator music.
We take the fancy secret
queen elevator.
You have to find me first.
Yeah, go find your secret elevator.
Oh. Ooh.
Let's okay. Give me another.
Spooky.
Can I like use my computer and find it on the maps?
Yeah. I was like trying to think like what's an interesting way that's not just assessing the situation again.
Unleash my power. Oh, I got a 10.
Nice. It works perfectly.
We go that way and that way and that way.
Yeah, and I'll say, like, you're also able to kind of keep the feet up long enough to know how to avoid the cameras.
Yeah.
Wow. This is really back here. Like, there's so many hallways.
Yeah. Watch out for ghosts, by the way. This place is crazy haunted.
They would send ghosts to the test?
No, the building is just haunted.
Oh, okay, they're just regular ghosts. Okay.
Oh, we just live here.
Yeah.
The ghosts just live here.
Yeah.
Completely missing the figure that just passes behind you in the hall.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's behind us. Whoosh.
No, but it is really actually very haunted.
Cool, cool, cool.
Yeah.
So you quickly and sneakily head up the elevator to the, not the top floor, but the floor beneath it. And, Kid Phoenix, you going fast, just kind of taking your time, you dancing to the music in the elevator.
I'm still practicing voices, but as I see that the little ping is moving up, I'm getting ready to, like, and I'm cycling through different, like, what stance do I want to use? And I think as I'm kind of channeling my telekinesis, for the briefest moment, there's, like, instead of the usual, like, I can kind of feel, like, whatever it is I'm grabbing, a hand almost appears, like a little construct of a hand, and then, like, flickers and disappears. And Marcus looks around a little confused and like, oh, that's different.
So, just to make it interesting, hey Ian, high or low?
Oh, high.
So you feel it before it starts to happen. You feel like this rumble, this sparking sound above you. You get the feeling they're going about to try and drop the elevator.
Oh.
So you have plenty of time to react.
Oh, that's a... I go to the emergency hatch at the top and I use my telekinesis to kind of like bonk it open and I pull myself up and out. I kind of want to do the wall jump sort of thing where I kind of hold, jump from one side and then jump to the other. So I guess this would be...
Parkour!
Yeah, unleash your powers to parkour your way up the wall.
This is my secret move, is parkour. So that is an 11.
Okay. Describe what it looks like as you parkour your way up this elevator shaft as the elevator you're in slowly just screeches and plummets to the ground, and it does stop before it hits the bottom. And then, like, you like, smell like an ozone smell, like it's filled with like electricity.
Oh, that's pretty serious. And I'm clinging to like a little, like a metal bar, and I use the movement of my arm to like build momentum with some of the telekinetic pull and just kind of spring myself to the other side. And I'm almost like doing like a hookshot sort of deal in Zelda where I'm just like pulling to the next section and then pulling to the next section and just doing that in such a way that I'm like not expending too much energy.
Yeah, so you're not pushing as much as just like using it to like redirect the momentum.
Yeah, I'm pulling myself by like kind of attaching to whatever it is and just kind of yanking forward. Because the walls aren't going to move when I tug at them because my telekinesis is not that strong, so I get pulled towards them instead.
I would certainly hope not.
Yeah.
That'd be a really funny oh shit moment.
There's something like haha funny about like my very not overly nuts powered Kid Phoenix character, knowing full well the history of the name Phoenix and telekinesis and stuff. But yeah, that's a different universe. That's not this universe.
Yeah, no.
I'm not slamming into walls. And I'm not accidentally exploding a planet.
That would be bad. At least not yet.
Yeah, wait, what do you mean not yet?
We still have so far to go in this adventure. Well, not this specific instance, but just in general.
You got it.
Lots of fun to be had for this Queen City Supers, but I kind of imagine that the elevator music is still playing, and it's kind of like very fun, like rhythmic bop, and so you're just like ping-ponging in rhythm. It pulls back, it's like boom, boom. It's a very poetic shot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Meanwhile, Scarlet, Sentinel, and Glider, you are heading up the secret elevator, which is very nice and slick and shiny, and there are all these fancy, like, touchscreen menus on the wall. Like, this is definitely the fancy rich person elevator. So what are y'all doing on your way up?
I'm, like, bouncing on my feet, because I'm very excited. But I'm also, like, reading all the hotel menus on the screen, and I'm like, ooh, the hotel restaurant has tiramisu.
I'm just looking at the screen, and I'm like, where did they get this? Oh my god. This is expensive tech.
I know, and for a secret elevator.
Depending on which super donated money to have this elevator installed.
Right?
Now, y'all, high or low?
Oh.
As you are approaching.
How are we feeling? Let's also go high.
Yeah, let's go high.
Now, second question. I'll say for Jess, odds or evens?
Ooh, odds.
All right. So it's just gliders, you're bouncing around looking at the menu. It's like, ooh, they got this, they got this. This jolt of electricity comes out of the menu, shocks you. I want you to roll to take a powerful blow.
What? Okay.
So, since you have no conditions marked, just roll 2d6.
Okay, cool. I love this for me. I got a 9.
So, choose one, lash out verbally, provoke a teammate to foolhardy action, or take advantage of your influence to inflict a condition. You give ground, your opposition gets an opportunity, or you struggle past the pain. Mark 2 conditions. Which conditions give you penalties to things until you do something?
I know. I know. I think I would kind of want to take the conditions. Do I get to pick those or do you get to pick those?
I feel like it would make sense. Insecure.
Insecure, definitely.
Because you didn't see this track coming at all.
No. No, not in the secret elevator.
Are you afraid or hopeless?
Maybe guilty? I don't think either of the...
Because this is a test for the thing that you want so bad. And you just messed up.
I just messed up very badly. I think I'm scared now. Like... they're gonna actually hurt us. like there was a bomb in the security room and that just hurt very bad. I'll take afraid and insecure.
Also, this could be your one chance.
I know.
And you've almost blown it.
I've been applying quarterly since I was like 16.
Since you got the stopwatch?
Yes. Yeah, so does that, like arc out and shock me? Like, can Scarlet see that?
Scarlet, you turn around just in time to see this arc of electricity knock Glider back a few steps, and her hair is sticking up on end, and doesn't look seriously harmed, but freaked out at least. And you're still able to move. It wasn't to completely incapacitate you, but ow.
Ow, 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 okay, ow, ow, all right, the menus are trapped. Don't touch the touch screens. Don't touch the touch screens. Okay, should have seen that coming, should have seen that coming. Ow, wow, that hurt? Wow, they're taking this very seriously. Okay, this is fine. We can handle this, this is fine.
Then you hear a very distant of an elevator drop on the ground.
I'm sure Kate Kidman is fine.
He can like fly or do. He can jump out of there. He's really fine. Telekinesis is great.
Yeah, he's really jumpy.
Meanwhile, he's like boing,
oh, yeah,
boing,
ow. Okay.
Boing, he's just boing. Having a great time.
Having a better time than us.
Are you doing okay there, Fire Glider?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm good. Yeah, we're doing good.
I was actually not doing good.
Standing firmly in the center of the room.
I live very much in the mundane world for most of my day, and I'm just like, truthfully, because I can see like I'm very good at reading, like, facial features, regardless of her eyes being covered with goggles. I'm very good at reading people.
Also, body language.
Yeah.
Would you like to attempt to comfort her or support her?
That was actually my goal. Because if I roll well, I can clear a condition.
Well, plus mundane.
So I'm gonna do that. That's a plus 3.
Ooh.
Hey, I got an 11.
Nice.
Yeah.
On a hit, they hear you. They mark initial, clear condition, or shift label, so you can declare one of the conditions.
Yeah, I think I'm less afraid now.
Yeah.
So let's go with that one.
What do you say to me?
This is a test. And this is where we learn. This is what they're wanting us to do. They are wanting us to learn from this experience. Sure, we will get hurt, but it won't be life-threatening. And they're watching. In real experiences, these things will happen every single day. You gotta take that and just roll with it. You get hurt, you get back up, because your main focus are the people upstairs.
You're right. Okay, yeah, we got this. It's a test, we got this.
In the back of your head, we see a little thought bubble. Do I really got this, though? I don't think I got this.
Yeah. I don't know if I got this, y'all.
In my brain, I'm like, oh, this is a bad idea. And I just reach out and I just put my hand on her shoulder. And just like, tap, you'll be okay.
Also, you get to add a team to the pool because you got over 10.
Yay!
So now there are two in the pool. In the next panel, we see Kid Phoenix prying the elevator door open to slide out on the top floor. Not blending in super well with the shadows, but there's only 3 villains, and at the moment, no one's looking at the elevator.
Alright, yeah, no, I wrench that thing open as best I can and kind of peek out. What do the villains look like? I know they're like robo-dummies, but...
Roll to assess the situation as you're... Also, you're able to sneak closer and kind of get a lay of the land. Also to see if there are any other traps around here.
All right. Assessed situation uses superior. And I got an 8.
You have to ask one question.
What here can I use to distract them?
I'll say as you are sneaking close, taking care of sort of fall, your dad has trained you well in the art of avoiding some of the more obvious traps is where as well things are typically placed. So as you're getting closer, you see these, they're some of the more advanced training dummies, so they're like almost like automaton. They're able to complete tasks, and you see them working on this weird device that will send an energy pump straight down. And probably has some sort of like disruptive energy that will cause more destruction the farther it goes. But you see there's a lot of different sort of materials laying around, like tools, materials, fabrics. I'll say you are also aware this place is supposedly super haunted.
Oh.
So you could throw stuff around, try to make it dangerous to be in there. You could make them think that there's angry ghosts coming after them.
That's a good idea.
You have a couple ways to distract. You could like divide and conquer, so you can get them all running. But if you get them all running, they will come towards you because you're in the direction of the elevators. Well, assuming that's their escape plan, you don't know. Actually, common sense, their escape plan's probably on the roof, considering they're about to just basically essentially met superhero nuke this whole building.
That is accurate. It's a good question. So I think given that I can move things with my brain, there are likely some things on the roof that I can like mess with or like poke at to distract them.
Well, you're not on the roof. You're in the penthouse suite.
Oh, the penthouse suite. Okay. So even better. There's, like, furniture. Okay.
Furniture, curtains, decorations.
Okay. So I feel like all I've been doing is using my powers. But it's telekinesis, and it's fun to use my powers. So, you know what? Let's add some spice. I would like to wield my powers by taking a doom, because this was, like, my first big moment, and there's, like, three villains here, and I'm all alone, and I'm responsible for making sure they're distracted. So I will take a doom.
Okay.
There's my secret reveal. You thought I was a legacy, but I was the doom the whole time. And I'm going to use an adult move one time, and the adult move I want to use is wield your powers. So I would like to neutralize an opponent or threat, or at least for now.
Okay.
So I want to get them distracted and away from the bomb until the downstairs team can make sure that it's, like, deactivated.
Yeah.
Ooh, so I rolled an 8.
So we'll see the result of that as you are preparing to attempt to distract. As we shift back down, we see the shot of the two teams want, like, it's almost like a split screen, but instead of left, right, it's top and bottom, and the camera zooms in down on the bottom. As you are studying the connections between the device that's upstairs, it looks like they somehow, like, drilled through the floor, or might have used, like, existing, like, holes for, like, piping through the floor. Looks like some of it's, like, coming up out of the sink drain. And it's connecting to this generator, and let's assess the situation.
Okay, this thing is super jerry-rigged. Okay. Assess. Okay, I got an 8.
Okay, you get one question.
What here can I use to disable this weird generator?
What's the Scarlet Sentinel's question, too, while we're at it? Is you're both surveying the scene?
I did not roll very well. I don't have a question, but Radigan is just circling around it, looking at it, checking things out.
It's like, ooh, this is a really cool power source, but what were they thinking when they plugged it in like that?
Yeah. This makes no sense.
I'll say, Red Glider, you see two things that you could potentially use. Since some of these cords are coming out of the sink drain, water and electricity don't mix. That might be a bad idea, though. You also happen to spot, as Madigan is prowling back and forth in front of this thing like a cat, you spot the emergency shutoff.
Oh. I'm like, Scarlet, look. And I point to the very clearly marked emergency shutoff.
Giant off button.
In emergencies, you don't want it to be hard to find.
So we shut it down and we rush upstairs to help Kid Kitty Mix.
Yeah, that would definitely do it. Wonder. I'm like half tempted. I'm gonna save the bomb for upstairs. Yeah, I was half thinking if we couldn't emergency shut it off.
Yeah, we could bomb it.
Attach it to the thing and then book it. But it has a giant emergency shutdown button on it, so we're good. So I'll save this for upstairs.
So as you hit the button and then start booking it upstairs, Scarlet Sentinel, high or low?
Low?
Odds or evens?
Evens.
Glider. High or low?
Low.
You catch this, but the Scarlet Sentinel doesn't. There's like some like sparking, crackling around the device that she has in her pocket.
Ooh, okay.
Roll to defend someone.
I have a penalty because I feel insecure about myself. Oh dear.
So yeah, you have a -2 penalty as you attempt to stop what's about to happen to Scarlet Sentinel.
Oh no.
Oh.
Oh no!
I rolled a 2.
Mm.
It's a 4 -2.
Oh no.
So, Don't forget to mark potential for all these failures.
I think that's my first
big beef.
Yeah, I think the problem is that we turned it off and I'm going so fast to get up to Kid Phoenix. I'm way ahead of you. And I glance back and I can't spin fast enough to turn around to get to you.
Yeah. As the device in your pocket goes off, Madigan.
Oh my god!
Roll to take a powerful blow, which will just be a straight roll. You have no conditions. That sounds just like, I was like, oh no. Oh no, every time we did a roll, I was like, oh no. Oh no. Okay, good, she got it. What'd you get?
I rolled a 10.
That's not good! Oh no!
Okay. You must remove yourself from the situation. Flee, pass out, etc. Or you lose control of yourself, your powers in a terrible way. Or you could choose from the verbally lash out, give ground, or struggle past the pain mark due conditions.
Oh, great.
Doing so well, guys.
I don't want to yell at you, but I guess that's probably the two least things, the worst things that I could do. Lose control of myself or my powers in a terrible way could send me like flying towards the elevator and I fly into glider. But that would not be good. Oh god.
Yeah. If you pass out, I will give a chance. I will give a chance to revive you. It just means Kid Phoenix is on his own for another round. What happens as this device goes off? We are frozen on the panel where you're having the oh my god moment as it's about to explode or whatever.
I'll take the pass out. I don't want to hurt anybody and I don't want to give a ton of ground to those above. And I don't want to freak out glider anymore than she already is. Or hurt her.
So glider, you turn around and you are not quick enough to react to what you realize, and you just see as a surge of electricity knocks Scarlet Sentinel out cold. You have been listening to Queen City Supers, a Graveyard Tapes side story using the game Masks. Masks, A New Generation is a superhero role-playing game in which a team of young heroes fights villains, saves lives, and tries to figure out who they are. Featuring Caitlin as Madigan, aka Scarlet Sentinel, the Janus. Jess as Bethany Bertolucci, aka Glider, the Beacon. Ian as Marcus, aka Kid Phoenix, the Doomed. And Brianna Jean as the Keeper and Producer.